Okay, so here we go. So, we are holding on a Gimel Amud Aleph at five lines from the bottom. Bo yimine Rav me Rebbe. Rav asked the question from Rebbe. A halachic shayla. And eventually, he's going to bring it back to the Mishnah. Not eventually, but in just a couple lines, he's going to bring it back to the Mishnah. And the shayla is as follows. What happens if you have something on your back, your backpack? You didn't do A. The backpack is already on your back through somebody else's action. So, hetinu chaveray, your friend put something on your back. Oichlinu mashkin, food and drink, rashes and slav dafka, could be anything. But the point is, he puts a backpack on your back. So now, you have a backpack on your back, and you start walking. Is that considered an A? Is the starting walking considered an A? That's his question. Like we know, you need A, B, C. So A is picking it off the ground, B is crossing out, and C is putting it down. What happens if you're stopped? Now, you didn't pick it off the table to put it on your shoulder, because then that would itself be an A. Somebody else did that, but you were stopped moving. Now you're like this, and suddenly you start to walk. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. So now, is the starting to walk an A? That's the Gemara's question. Or, is a machlek in the Rishonim, if stopping is the same question, but technically the pashtus is, what about stopping to walk? You don't put it down, but you stop outside and you rest. What's the din over there? Is that considered a C? Is that considered stopping? Or must you put it on the ground? So, hetinu chaveri, oichlinu mashkin. And you take it outside. Mahu, what is the din? Is Akira's gufa, is the uprooting of your body, ke Akira's chefetz, like uprooting the object from a table, mimikaima, from its place, dami is a comparable to umichayev, and that would cause you to be chayev, because technically then you did ABC. Aydil malay. Or perhaps it is not comparable. And the Gemara says, omayalei chayev. It is considered an act of A, and you are chayev in such a case. Now, technically, we can ask a question. One of the cases in the Mishnah, all four cases, dealt with a similar situation. I stick my hand out, the balabai sticks his hand out, the ani does A and puts it into my hand, and then I pull back and I do BC. That was cases 5 and 8, or a similar thing with the ani doing the other thing. Here, you have a very similar situation. My hand was stopped outside, I wait for the ani to finish loading, and then I pull back. So as soon as I started moving my hand, that should be the same halacha. So it should be considered as if I did all three, A, B, C. You're right, the ani did A. But I also did A. So A, because I started to move, B and C, I should be chayv in such a case. So he says, so without the Gemara asking the question, he bavarns it, it's called. Ve'ena doimeliyada, it is not comparable to the case of hand. My taima, why not? And there's a couple of different gersos. We'll go with Rashi. Gufay nayach, yodei loy nayach. He says, because when you are resting on the ground and there's something resting on you, we see you resting on the ground and we see the object resting on you. So it is at peace right now. When I start to walk, I am uprooting it from its place. However, when something is in my hand extended to a different rishus, we don't see that object resting. The way we perceive that object is it's currently floating. It's currently in transit. Yadai lognayach. It's not resting on my hand. Right now, this object is in transit. And therefore, when I extend my empty hand, somebody else puts something in the hand, it's right now still in transit. It did not yet rest. And therefore, when I pull back, I didn't do an A, because I'm not uprooting it from a resting spot.
If your hand's on a resting spot, then how is the ani doing?
The ani just did A. He picked it off the couch.
That's not really considered even A, though.
No, because A was picking it up. A was the act of picking it off the floor.
He
picked it up. And he tacked it, didn't do anything more. He put it down on your...
But him putting it down wasn't...
Exactly. That wasn't the BC, right?
I don't understand.
Which part?
You have the homeowner picking something up and putting it onto the back of the awning.
Yeah.
who then walks out of the house and into the...
Correct.
Now, who is liable? What's it saying? Who is it?
The undue will be liable in that case.
But he didn't do...
Which part?
B and C. He didn't do A.
He did. Because the fact that he started to walk, we view this item just as, what is A? Lifting an item off the place that is resting. That's the act of this, generally.
And putting it on to his friend.
No, that was Mr. B. I know, but then Mr. Ani, the guy who walked out, also did an A. There were two A's done. The first A is negligible. We erase that. A guy goes ahead, picks it off the table. That was an A. Puts it on my back. Big deal. No, is sir.
Okay.
Now, is this object resting? It is resting. It's resting on me, who's resting on the floor. This object is currently in resting status. Okay. And as soon as I start to walk, that was an act of A.
Ah, okay.
Says the Gemara, if that was an act of A, that's great. But what about the case where my hand is extended and I pull it in? My hand also started to move. That also should have a built-in A. That, the Gemara says, no. There's a big difference because my extended hand, we don't view it as being resting on the hand. It's not resting on the hand. Right now, this object is in flux. It might not be moving, but it's not resting. And the question is, what do we perceive it as? We do not perceive this object as resting.
So when is it resting?
It's resting when it's on a table, when it's on me.
Not in your hand.
But not in my hand, because my hand is and we have to add in the words, when my hand is extended to a different rishos.
But doesn't that fly exactly in the case of, in the way of the Mishnah? That's exactly the Mishnah says, put it from one place to the other place.
Right, because what the A is picking it off. Let's go. The Mishnah was A, I picked it off the table.
With your hand.
Yeah, with my hand, but where did it come from? The A was from the table.
Resting.
So it was from a place of resting. I walk out, B, and I put it down, C. That's the act of carrying. In this case, what the Gemara is referring to is where, now I'm outside, my hand's extended inside, so somebody else does the A and puts it onto my hand. Now the Gemara says, okay, delete that, Maisa. The very fact that my hand started to move should be the A. Answers the Gemara, no. It's not resting on my hand. Since my hand is something that moves around, or my main body is over here, we can't view it as if it's resting over there when my body's over here. So it's not in a state of resting right now. Since it's not in a state of resting, my subsequent pullback is not considered an A.
Okay.
I didn't uproot it from anywhere because it was not resting. Etzel means gufei naich yadin leinaich, or holding top of gimel amid beis. So amalei Rav Chiel Rav. So now the Gemara just says a small drop tangent. Bar Pachti, son of a great one. Lo yaminu lecha kikoy Rebbe baha mesechta. Did I not tell you that when Rebbe is learning a different mesechta, loy teshayalei b'mesechta achriti, you should not ask him. I guess he was learning a different mesechta. He was learning Bava Kama. And you come and you ask him a question in mesechta Shabbos. Loy teshayalei b'mesechta achriti. Dilma lava daite. Perhaps he's not going to be involved in the sugya. And the ilav de Rebbe gava rabba, who, if it wasn't for the fact that Rebbe was a great man, kasafte, you would have embarrassed him. The mishane lecha shinuya de lav shinuyahu. He would have answered you an answer that was not proper. Hashta, however, now, mihas, however, hashta mihas, shaper mishani lecha, lemaisa, he gave you a good answer, because we have a brisa that accords with him. The tanya hayatoun oichlinu mashkin, miboid yoim. If somebody is picked up an object and put on a backpack, so hayatoun oichlinu mashkin, miboid yoim, while it was still day. So is there an A there? There's no A, because he picked it off the table while it was day, before Shabbos. And then he starts to walk. He walks out. So, says the Gemara, you're chayev. Because the walking, the starting to walk, is treated as an A. Once it gets dark, you're chayev. Why? Because since the object is viewed as having been coming laid to rest on my back, when I stand still, this object is resting on me. Where is it? It's resting. So my subsequent starting to walk is an A. I am uprooting it from its place on the planet, which was over here. Now it's in motion. Since it's in motion, I'm going to be chayev. I did an A. Lefisha ain't a demiliyate. And again, the Brisa itself says, and it is not compared to an extended hand. The case of the Mishnah where my hand is extended and I start to walk also. I start to pull it back. Because there, the Brisa doesn't say why, but we see the psak at least of Rebbe is correct.
If it was in his hand, it would be a problem.
If it was in his hand, it's not considered a start to walk. It's not considered an A.
In the case of Mibayde.
Mibayde, yeah.
If it would be in his hand.
Yeah.
Instead of, if that's the way you would hold it, that would be,
Not in a backpack.
Not in a backpack. So that's an excellent question. Because the words of the Gemara earlier are, it's Eina Dei Miliyade. Which, what about Eina Dei Miliyade? Is it, what's the pshat in that? Is pshat because anything in a hand is considered in motion no matter what happens? Or, which is the way Tosfos understands Rashi, or is pshat, like everybody else understands, that it's only because my hand is extended to a different rishos. So you can't, and this, the lumdus is a bit different. The lumdus is, since my body is outside and my hand is extended inside, you can't tell me that this object is at rest. Because where is it at rest? It's not at rest outside, because it's physically inside. And it's not at rest inside, because it's on my body, which is outside. So it just doesn't make sense to say that it's at rest, so therefore we say it's not at rest. That's the way most Rishonim understand in the end of the day. But Tosfos understands Rashi, no, just because it's in a hand. And hands are not at rest. Okay, Amar Abaye, Pshitali, it is simple to me that Yaday Shel Adam Eina Loika Rishus HaRabim VeLoika Rishus HaYachid. The hand of a person does not attain a status of Rishus HaRabim nor Rishus HaYachid. What does that mean? Kurishus HaRabim Loidamya Miyaday De Ani. He says, let's look at the hand of the Ani. As the Ani's hand is extended, the Ani's hand, here's a hand sticking in from outside. Somebody, and I, the Baal HaBayis, put something inside of this extended hand. Says Abaye, did I just stick something into Rishus HaRabim? No, because then in the case of the Mishnah where Baal HaBayis does A, and he puts it into the hand of the Ani, he would have been Chayav. So obviously, when the hand gets extended from the outside in, it is not considered an extension of Rishus HaRabim. And the same halacha is true the other way. If the Baal HaBayis sticks his hand out and the Ani does A and puts it into the hand of the extended hand of the Baal HaBayis, it is not considered an extension of Rishus HaYachid. Pshitali yadei shel adam ena like Rishus HaRabim like Rishus HaYachid. Kirishus HaRabim like damia, it is not comparable to Rishus HaRabim miyadei da Ani. Kirishus HaYachid like damia miyadei da Baal HaBayis. Boy Abaye, so that's simple. That's simple. Boy Abaye, what about his shaila as follows? Yadei shel adam mahu shetaase karmelus. What is the halacha? Does the hand become like a karmelus? Now we're going to learn that there are four rishuyas to Shabbos. This is rishus harabim, rishus hayachid, like we know. Then there's something called a karmelus and a makam patur. A karmelus is a place that it's not the oraisa, a different rishus, but midrabanan we make it that it is a different rishus. And midrabanan you're not allowed to go from a karmelus to a rishus harabim or rishus hayachid. So the Abaye's question is as follows. If I stick out my hand, and I have an object in this hand, is it mutter for me to pull back my hand or not? There's an opening in the window. I stick my hand out the window. Do we treat the hand as if it's a karmelus, and therefore it would be prohibited to pull back because now the object is in a karmelus, and I can't bring it from a karmelus to my house, which is a rishus hayachid. Or vice versa. If I'm standing outside and I stick my hand inside a house, and now I have the object, now certainly if I put it down, I'm going to be chayav d'oraisa. So I'm holding it there. Now, can I pull back or not? So let's just give a, halachically, I'm allowed to go over to a, let's say go over to my window, stick my hand at the window, pick up something on the outside and move it outside. I do A and B, but it, A, B, C, but it's all outside. Because I only did A and C. That's what I'm allowed to do. The Gemara's question is, and if I stick my hand out with the object, so this is a Rishus HaRabim object, and I stick it into the house, and now I'm waving it around. Now the Gemara, Abai wants to know, is it mutter for me to pull back or not? So it would be some sort of knas. It would be some sort of knas. Definitely midyaraisa it's mutter, because I didn't do A, B, C. I did A, I did B, I'm about to do C, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do C. Okay, fine, so don't do C. Okay, but am I allowed to pull back? That's a biased question. Could I undo my B? Or am I stuck there for the rest of Shabbos? So, me kansu, but Yadishal Adamai who should take Asuki Karmelis. Me kansu ha rabbanan la ahaduri ligabe, I like. Did the Rabbanan knas you from returning it back to you or not? Tashima, the Gemara brings a brisa, which has mefurish, there is a problem. If a person has his hand full of fruits and he extends it outside, so he did A and B, now he wants to undo the B. Tani chad is osu lahagzir. One brisa says it is prohibited to undo the B. But tani idach mutu lahagzir, it is permitted to undo the B. My lab bahakamiflagi, is this not what they're arguing about? The marisavar ki kamerlis damya, umarisavar lav ki kamerlis damya? Is this not, isn't that the machlekas? Abaya, you asked the question. I brought you two brises. Are they not arguing in your question? And the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maybe everybody agrees that it's usser. Loi, the kuliyam make a kamerlis damya. Everybody agrees that it's usser. The loi kasha, but there's no question. Kan lamata meyasara, kan lamaila meyasara. It depends on where and how you extended your hand. Could be that it's talking about specifically where you went outside into Rishus HaRabim. Now, we have a rule that Rishus HaRabim only goes up till Asara, only goes up till Yehai, 10 Tfachim High. The first price is talking about where you went into the bread and butter of Rishus HaRabim. So that's when it's us to pull back. If you did a B directly into the bread and butter of Rishus HaRabim, then it's us to pull back. If you went above, over there, then it would be mutter to pull back. That's, so in other words, everybody agrees that it's us to pull back. That's one answer. Alternatively, both are talking about where you went into the bread and butter of Rosh Hashanah. And nevertheless, it's not a karmelis. And the question is, I had to answer the two brises. It depends on when you extended your hand. If you extended your hand while it was still day on Friday afternoon, so then your A and your B were not really an Aveira, the Gemara is not going to say, don't pull back. So, loy kansua rabbanan. However, mishicha sheicha, if you extended your hand while it was still, while it was already Shabbos, mishicha sheicha, once it became dark, so then, kansua rabbanan. The rabbanan did knas you. So, since you did part of the Avera. So in other words, yes, Abai, it is prohibited to pull back. Says the Gemara, Adrabba, Ibcha Mustabra. Adrabba says the Gemara, shouldn't it be the opposite? Because let's just play out what's happening over here. A guy Friday night goes ahead, extends his hand outside. He does A, he does B. Why? Because he doesn't care about Shabbos, whatever. We're going to make him stand there for the rest of Shabbos with his hand extended. And if Chas V'Shalom, he loses his grip or he gets too tired for the next 24 hours and he puts it down, he's going to do a C and come to a complete Isser of Shabbos. What? Yeah, Masha Ein Kane. So we should be fearful of that. Adrabba, let him pull back. If you want to make a knas for somebody playing around with the Shabbos, do it to the other guy. The one who put his hand out on Friday afternoon. There we'll say, listen, buddy, both of you guys were upset at. We're upset at both of you guys. But Mr. Guy who did it on Shabbos, If you drop it, then you're going to be chayav for Chilul Shabbos, so pull your hand back. The other guy, who worst comes to worst, you'll drop it, you're only going to do a C, because your A and B were before Shabbos. So we're going to, we'll knas you. Adrava, says the Gemara, it should have, Ipcha Mustafa, the opposite should have made sense. Mi ba'id yoim, if you extended your hand while it was still day, the isha delay, if you eventually throw it down, loy asi le dechiv chatas, you will not come to be chayav chatas, there likan suha rabbanan, that's where you should make a knas. Mishicha sheicha, however, on the, if you extended your hand while it became dark, the isha delay, where if you throw it down, asi behuli dechiv chatas, there, if you do drop it, you will come to be mechayav chatas. The Rabbanan should not knas you. Says the Gemara. From the fact that we did not answer this, and we answered the other way, we see that we are not concerned if a person comes to violate the Shabbos. We don't care about that. So, Tipshait, let us be answer the Rav Bivi Bar Abaye, the following question of Rav Bivi Bar Abaye. The boy Rav Bivi Bar Abaye, Hid Bikpas Betaner. The way they used to make bread back then was they used to take bread and slap it on the side of the oven. So you had like a bunch of breads slapped on the side of the oven. Then they used to scrape it off. That's what used to happen. They used to have to scrape off the bread. That scraping of the bread was an issur d'rabbanan. Now here's the question. A guy goes ahead, puts some dough, and slaps it on the side of the oven. Now, the bread takes 10 minutes to bake. So, the clock is now ticking. He did not yet violate Shabbos. Because he needs it to bake. Is he allowed it over the Issa de Rabbanon of slapping, of breaking the bread off the oven? So that he will not come to violate the D'oraisa. Or, let's say, let's put it a drop more modern things. A guy forgets, he puts a roast on the pot on Shabbos. Now, a roast is muksa because it's raw meat. So he's like, oh man, could he take it off the fire? Now, it's only muksa, it's only derabanan. And you're saving a deraisa, but at the end of the day, the other side is no. Muksa is muksa, you still can't move it. Tell you, Maisa Shahaya, I had a guy call me on Shabbos, but a guy who goes to SA, so he needs help sometimes. Chizuk, I'm his sponsor, to get out of severe situations. So I'm helping him from a major avera. By answering a phone, which is a minor affair. Am I allowed to answer the phone? Or is he allowed to call? We'll start with him first. Is he allowed to call and do a minor affair in order to prevent a major affair? So the Gemara wants to know that what we see from here. We're not allowing you to pull back, even though it's very probable you're going to come to an avera. Because we don't, you know. Once we made an issur to pull back, you're not allowed to pull back. So the Gemara says, from the fact that we don't care about that, let us answer Rabbi Bivi's question. Am I allowed to scrape off the oven, which is an issur d'rabbanan, in order to prevent the bread from cooking, which will cause my action of slapping the bread against the side of the wall to become an issur d'oraisa? The Gemara says, let's tipset it, it's asur. Or is it not permitted? And the Gemara says, "Tipshit de lehetir." Let us. Can we prove from here that it is not mutter? And the Gemara says, "Halakasha, that's not a kasha." But tipshit, yeah. Let us prove from here that it's takan not mutter. Alternatively, the Gemara says, "Oilam loy tipshit." We cannot prove from there. But like kasha, and erase this last teret of miboy joyim and meshech hashecha. Rather, the answer to the two brises is: when is it mutter to pull back? When is it usher to pull back? It's mutter to pull back if you did it by accident, b'shoigig. You forgot that it was Shabbos. And then you're like, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos. Am I allowed to pull back? Yeah, you can pull back. Can be amazing. Here's like, I don't care about Shabbos. And then you're like, you know what? I do want to live to see my kid's wedding. So, like, can I pull it back? No. If you did it by amazing, then we're going to knas you. B'shoigig le'le konsura banan, b'mezu konsura banan. A fourth answer, everybody say, Ma'idi v'idi b'shoigig. Both are talking about where you stuck your hand out b'shoigig. V'hacha b'kansu shoigig at b'mezid kamer v'gei. And there's a question of, everybody agrees that you do knas b'mezid. The question is, do you knas also b'shoigig because you sort of made like an across the board rule that shoigig, that and nobody's allowed to stick, pull their hands back. Shoigig, Ma'ir sover loy kansu shoigig at b'mezid. Ma'ir sover kansu shoigig at b'mezid. Ma'ir sover loy kansu shoigig at b'mezid. V'bayis eim alayim loy kansu. Everybody agrees that you do not knas. Now the Gemara steps back and says, you know what? Up to now, all the answers had at least one version saying that it is prohibited to pull back. Now the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe it's taka muta to pull back. I, the Braisa, which says that it's usser, it means it's not mutter to go back to a different Rosh Hashanah Yachid. In other words, if I have my backyard next to my neighbor's backyard, I can't pull back, and I stick it out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I'm allowed to pull back into my own Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but I can't pull it back into my neighbor's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That is what I'm not allowed to do. I'm allowed to return it to the same store, but not to a different Walmart. That's what it means. I cannot go back. Kan lo isuchatsu, kan lo chatsu acheres. Kideboi minei rava mirav Nachman. As Rava asked of Nachman, "Hoisi yadim milei aperis v'hitzi lechutz, if your hand is full of fruit and you extend it outside, ma'ula chazir la oisah chutzer. What is the din with regards to returning it to that chutzer, the place where you are? And amalei mutter. What about lechutzer acheres to a different chutzer? Ma'hu amalei aser. Ma'ishno. What's the difference? V'chisechal ala kura demilcha. He says, well, you have to work for your answer. When you give me a kura of salt, I will explain it to you. And he did. He says the difference is because you eventually got in some way what you wanted. You wanted to get it out of your chutzer, and you wanted to get it into the next chutzer. So you picked it up and you put it out of here and into there. So you picked it up and you extended it out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So now you want to pull back. Okay, you're undoing the entire Maisa. But when you put it into your neighbor's chutzer, so you're still achieving part of your goal, which is getting it out of your chutzer, then we're not going to let you do that. So you can't extend it to the next. What you could do, if you were smart, is pull it back and then go directly into the next chutzer. That you could do, but you can't go from Rosh Hashanah to the next chutzer. Okay. Now the Gemara discusses this case of Rabbi Gufa Boy Rabbi Barabaya. He the big pass Batanor. If you slap bread on the side of the wall, is it permissible to scrape it off the side of the wall before you come to having the bread cook, so you would be chayev chatas, or is it not permissible? What is the case? The Gemara says, well, 1 second, what's going on here? You stuck it on b'shoigeg, and you want to know if you're preventing yourself from a chatos. So if you didn't, b'shoigeg means you did it by mistake. If you didn't remember, if it's a mistake, so then who's asking the shayla? A guy comes to shul, he starts putting on his tefillin, he's looking around, why is everybody not, like, if he forgot, he doesn't remember that it's Shabbos, so then who's asking the shayla? Who's asking the shayla? Is it permissible to scrape off? No. It must be that you put it on by mistake, but then you subsequently remembered that it was Shabbos, and now you quickly called the Rav and find out is it mutter to scrape off or not. Mi mechayev v'hatanan. Gemara says I have a Mishnah. Kol chayev echatois einan chayoven achetehei tchilasan shigaga v'soifan shigaga. Says the Gemara, I have a Mishnah which says that you're not going to be chayev echatos in such a case. So what does it mean? Is it permitted to scrape off before the guy is chayev echatos? He's not going to be chayev echatos. Why not? Because he wasn't a shoygeg until the end of the action. The action takes 10 minutes until it finally bakes. He wasn't a shoygeg until the end. Ella says the Gemara, it means bemezid. Maybe it means you slapped it on bemezid, and you want to know whether or not it's permitted to scrape it off. So then, instead of saying kaidem shiyave lidei chatos, it should have said skila. Kaidem shiyave lidei isur skila mi ba'ilei. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what the case is. Amar of Shila la'olam bishoygeg. It's talking about you did it bishoygeg. And the question is, well, if you did a b'shoigeg, then who's asking the question? The question is for somebody else. You get up in the morning in your dira, and you go downstairs to the, you see on the stove, this somebody put the roast on. Your dira mate put the roast on the fire. The question is, are you allowed to pull it off before the roast cooks? Because it's muksa. You're going to violate an Avera to prevent him from getting an Issur D'oraisa. So the man at Tiro, who is the question, is it permissible to take off? That's La Acherim. Somebody else says the Gemara. Maskev la Rav Sheshes. Does that make sense? V'chi oimim loy la'adam chet k'dei sheyizke chavercha. Will we tell you to do a small avera in order to prevent your, in order to help out your friend? We don't tell you to do a small avera in order to prevent your friend from doing an avera. There was a maisa where a girl was kidnapped on Shabbos, and it was not a life and death situation, but she was kidnapped by the church. They knew that the church would take care of her, but this is back in the Rashba talks about this case, but they were scared. It was a little girl, so she would be brought up as a Christian. Guaranteed she's not going to be keeping Shabbos anymore. Now the question was, they were able to save her on Shabbos, but by being Michal Shabbos, Derabbanan, because they knew where she was hiding for that day. So they could either go by Midrabbanan, riding a horse out of the Tchum. The question is, are they allowed to do that? Well, says the Rashba, no. Because it involves you doing an Avera. You're doing an Avera in order to save your friend from also doing an Avera. You can't do an Avera in order to sell your... Now, it's a small Avera. It's only Derabbanan. It doesn't matter. You can't do an Avera in order to save your friend from doing an Avera. So we hear this case in the Gemara, and we're like, yeah, that makes sense. But then look how far the Rashba took it. And the Rashba took that Lamaisa. Okay, Lamaisa, there's another Gemara that's Mashba that you could. And Tosis brings down that Gemara, and Lamaisa comes out differently. So Tosis doesn't talk about this case of the Rashba, but based on Tosis, it would be mutter to save the girl. And that's how Shulchan Aruch brings it down. So Shulchan Aruch brings down both, but he says we go with Tosis. So it would be mutter to save the girl there. The reason is because if it was a no fault of the person who's doing the Avera, then we allow you to do a small Avera in order to save a person from doing a bigger Avera. If there's no fault of the original guy, in the case, this guy did a mistake. He put the thing on Shabbos. So you're right, it was a mistake, but it was still his fault. Mashenkin, the girl who was kidnapped, it wasn't her fault, so then we will allow you to do it. That's for Pikuach Nefesh.
That will only be used for Pikuach
Nefesh. Yeah.
See, Mordechai used that nekuda for Pesach.
Yeah, well, Esther, yeah.
That wasn't for...
But also, anyways, Esther's very different because there was the whole of Klal Yisrael was different. When you have the whole of Klal Yisrael on the line, it's a different story. That's why Esther was allowed to be over the Yargval Yavar. Ella Omar Rav Ashi, rather Rav Ashi says La'olam b'meisid. It is talking about b'meisid. And Taka switched the words. Ve'ema kodem shi'avi l'day isr skila. And Taka say kodem shi'avi l'day isr skila. Rav Acha b'ray the Rav Masni la b'hedir. Rav Acha b'ray the Rav says that it b'feirish. Amar Bivi barabai hidrik pas b'taner atir l'day isr kodem shi'avi l'day isr skila. It is permitted. He says it. He doesn't say it as a question. He said it as a statement. It is permitted in order to save one from the isr skila. So a guy goes ahead in a spirit of anger or whatever, he goes ahead, he slaps some bread on the side of the wall on Shabbos, not caring about Shabbos. It takes 10 minutes to cook. Then he has regret for those 10 minutes. During those 10 minutes, it would be permitted for him to scrape it off the oven, even though he is violating an Isser de Rabbanan. So, even though he's violating an Isser de Rabbanan, nevertheless, it would be permitted for him to save himself from an Isser Skila. That's himself, not somebody else. Okay, Pashtata Anias Yaday. It's a Shiloh. What about somebody else? Let's say you see a guy who's super angry at Hashem. I don't care. You're going to kill you. I don't care. Slaps it on the side of the wall. Now, are you allowed to violate the Rabbanan in order to save him? Is it Pikuach Nefesh or not? If I scrape it off, I'll save his life. It's not Pikuach Nefesh because that's his din. His din is to die. You don't have a din of pikuach nefesh to save somebody from Mises Beistin. That's his din. His din is to die. Says the Gemara, Pashat Anias Yodai. So the Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah's case. The Mishnah's case was where I stick my hand out, where I do A, B, C. How do I do A, B, C? I pick it off the ground. I pass it into the Rosh Hasharabim, and I put it down onto the Ani's hand. That's the case. The Gemara's question is, for the next blot, that there's a rule that the pickup, the Akira, and the put down have to be a again, there's three parts of the action. There's A, B, C. A, B, C, they all have to be placed on a... It has to be like an official put-down. It has to be like, oh, that's its place. If you see a helicopter perched on the side of a mountain with its rotors perched like that, you know that it's not supposed to be there. It's there just to do a rescue mission. Otherwise, you don't have helicopters balanced like that. If I go ahead and I place something on top of an object like this, we know it's not its place. It's got to be, when I put it down, it's got to look like its place. So if I put this tissue box on this table, that looks like a pretty firm setting. So that's its place. Says the Mishnah, it has to be placed on something that is at least 4x4 wide. That's the halacha. In order to have to be chayav on something, it's got to be placed on an object that's 4x4 wide. Now, if it's specifically its place, you know, you have a diamond in a diamond holder like that, and that's its place, then that's also chayav. Because that's its place. So the yesod is that it's got to be put down in an area that, oh, that's the normal place to put something. That's a normal place to put something, and since it's a normal place to put something, that's its place. So what's considered a normal place to put something? It's got to be an area of 4x4. Questions to Gemara. So when I put it down in somebody's hand, that's not 4x4. So how are you chayiv? You didn't do the is, you didn't do C. Or, let's say I took it out of the guy's hand. I didn't do A. I didn't do it. Because it has to be placed on an area that's normal. And what's normal? Normal is 4x4. So unless we're Oig Melech HaBashan, which is a huge hand, you're not going to have a hand. You're not going to, it's not placed down on a place that's 4x4. Amayachayv, says the Gemara. But you need the Akira, which is the A, the picking up, Vahanacha, and the C, the placing down, Me'al, from a gabe, makam dalaradal, from a place that is 4x4. Vileka, and you don't have that. Omar Rabba answers. So first Rabba wants to get out of it. Rabba says, you know what? It's a fur, you know who the author of a Mishnah is? It's an opinion that doesn't agree to that law. Hamani Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah must reflect the view of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Loi Be'in in Makam Arba Al Arba, who says you do not require 4x4. How do I know there's such an opinion? Because I'll show you a Mishnah that says that Nan Hazirik Merushus Yachad Merushus Yachad Merushus Rabban Be'emitza. If somebody, let's say, is in this place, and let's say the hall outside was a Rishus HaRabim, and I throw it into the bathroom. So I pick an object here, and I toss it through Rishus HaRabim into the next Rishus HaYachad. Or let's say two sides of Divan. I have two sides of Divan. I'm in the bakery, and I throw it over to free. So I'm in one Rishus HaYachad, through a Rishus HaRabim, and it lands in another Rishus HaYachad. So A and B and C happened in Rishus HaYachad, but the B traversed a Rishus HaRabim. What's the halacha? Says Rabbi Kiva, you're chayev. Now, how am I chayev? He says, because it went through Rishus HaRabim. So, but what do you mean it went through Rishus HaRabim? It didn't fall down. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, this is a minority opinion, but he holds something called kaluta, which means that we're, as it's flying through the air, we view it as if it's frozen. In fact, they asked, they bring down, Mishnah Brewer discusses if you have your, according to this opinion, if you have your tefillin over here, do we say kluta? Do we say it's frozen? Somebody asked, Chaim Kanievsky, could you wear your yarmulke over here? Those type of people should wear the yarmulke there. But Lamaisa, it's an opinion that's called frozen. It's frozen in midair. So, okay, even if we can accept this mechanics fact, even if we can accept this, but you just told me that it has to rest, even if you say that it is resting, so it's resting. That's like he views the world in freeze frame form, where it's frozen. Okay, fine. Even if it's an incredible opinion, but there's a basic technical fact over here that's missing. I thought you needed to land on something that's 4x4. So obviously, aside from holding of this new mechanics, he also disagrees with this 4x4. That's the Chiddush. Haman Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Loi Beinu Makam Da Abba, that's not Hazorik Mershus Rachid, Mershus Rachid, Mershus Rachid, Be'emta, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev Acham Paitrim. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Amrin, and you say, Kluta, as it's frozen in the air, as it's grabbed in the air, is Kemisho Hun Chadamia. It is as if it is resting. Rabbanan Savi Loi Amrin, Kluta Kemisho Hun Chadamia. The Gemara says, the Memra, is this to tell me? So this is in brackets. The Gemara is going to have about a 5 or 6 line conversation now with regards to Kluta. Eventually it's going to come back and say, well, even if you prove to me that Rebbe holds that you don't need, eventually it's going to knock off this answer, that it is insufficient for our Mishnah. To say that it's Rebbe Akiva is insufficient for a different reason. And we're going to say, okay, so drop Kluta, forget it. It's somebody else who doesn't need Dalet al Dalet. And eventually, all the way on Haman Aleph, we're going to say a different answer, which is that, oh, we said it has to be normal. So hands are normal. Hands have a status of Dalet al Dalet. That's going to be the Vigamar's final terrace. That's just the layout of the next blat. That right now, we're going to take a 5-minute break and talk about Kluta for a drop. Let's not forget the context. The Gemara is still focused on our Mishnah. How is it possible that you are chayev if you don't have it on a makam dalet al dalet? So again, the first answer is, it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion of Kluta. Just, and Kluta really has nothing to do with it. The fact that he holds of Kluta shows us that he also doesn't care for the dalet al dalet. It's sort of like, by the way. All right, so let's stop over here for the day. Have a frey looking perm.
So Kuli Alma would say a basketball, if you bounced it all the way to the, we should say, Rabban, that's for sure also.
If you take, you pick something up from Rosh Hashanah Yachid,
you bounce it to Rosh Hashanah Rabban,
where does it finally land?
Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
To the next Rosh Hashanah Yachid?
So
that, no. Why? Because it landed on the ground?
Yeah.
Instead of Kluta?
Right.
So that's an excellent question. Gemara is going to discuss it. Very good. It's specifically this Mishnah. In fact, when we do get to this Mishnah for Bekiva, this is just quoting that Mishnah. Huh. When we do get there, it's going to talk about it. Have a good one. Just coming. Yeah. Yeah. Just kayak. I feel like a broom.